This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show as we are really just in the finishing up the first hour. So we've got plenty of time if you have some gardening questions. So give us that call, and we will do everything we can to help you out. So definitely give us that call. It's starting to, well, I wouldn't say the sun's coming out. It's up there somewhere behind clouds. But it's starting to brighten up out there. So time to get out there. I know some of you, the more north you are, you have that snow on the ground, so it's time to get out there and clean up. Whereas more south you go, it was mostly just rain in the past 24 hours or so. So you don't have to get out there and clean like some others, but it is the common thing here is it's cold. It's getting cold. We're starting to feel those temperatures of winter. So definitely get out there. Don't get out there if you don't have to, but get out there and enjoy yourself while you're cleaning up, if you will, because that first real snowstorm is fun. I know some of you cringy when I say that, but the first real one is fun. Then after that, that's when it gets a bit much, right? So let's enjoy it for that first time, and then after that, we'll get used to it. But it's, winter is almost here. A few days left, so we'll enjoy fall until it's over, right? So definitely be thinking about that. And we are 2 days away from winter. So winter, I guess winter is still coming, if you think about it. But let's talk about some different things. I've already kind of given some history in the first hour in regards to, the history of poinsettia, a little bit about Christmas cactus. But what else is there for plants that, additional type plant history? One thing we really didn't talk about is one of the most popular plants that when you have it, it's actually dead, but is the Christmas tree. Now, a Christmas tree, there's some history out there that say the tradition began in Germany in the 17th century, where the first record of a Christmas tree was in 1604 And then it was brought to the United States through German immigrants over to America here. The history of it is a bit murky. You're not really, there's so many different variations of it. But historians actually found that some Northern Europeans believed that evergreens possessed godlike powers and symbolized immortality. Now, some people believe Christmas trees evolved from the paradise tree during the Middle Ages. During that period, miracle and mystery plays were popular. One in particular is on December 24th, dealt with the fall of Adam and Eve, and the feature of the paradise tree and evergreen bearing red apples. Others actually will say that the tradition began with Martin Luther during the 16th century. It said he was so awed by the beauty of the evergreen that he cut it down, brought it home, and decorated with candles. As Christianity spread, the tree became a Christian symbol. So, a little bit of history about the Christmas tree. When you think about it, it's not the same as, you know, what we're thinking with the Christmas tree. We just cut it down, or we just buy it from your local garden center, and it is what it is. But there is some history in all the plants that we have, and it's fun to look at the history of them to find information. You know, another plant with some history, holly. Holly around this time of year is very popular because of its, you know, the berries, the color, everything. So it becomes very popular this time of year. But holly was actually used by the ancient Romans to honor Saturn, the god of agriculture, during winter solstice, which time the people gave each other holly wreaths. Pretty crazy, right? How interesting finding some of these things are. Now, another plant with some history behind it, the rosemary. It also dates back thousands of years, with the Romans and Greeks believed the herb had healing power. During the Middle Ages, rosemary was scattered upon the floor on Christmas Eve with the belief that those who smelled it would have a new year of health and happiness. That's some pretty cool stuff. So, just learning some of the history on our plants, I just find this fascinating. It's just really cool to know a lot of these plants have some history somewhere, right? It's not just about how great they look in our house or in the yard or something along those lines. There's a method to the madness, if you will. And there's usually a reason of good luck or something along those lines of why we brought them in the house. So some cool things to think about this time of year, especially as we have the flowering plants. You go to your local garden center and all you see is color. It's amazing this time of year, because when it comes to plants, we think mostly spring and summer for flowering plants, and that's, you know, when we enjoy it the most. So, you know, when it comes to Christmas, we have those bright red colors, the pinks, the whites. So it's fun. Fun to look at the history about plants. So, you know, I enjoy this time of year because a lot of the plants around holidays have that deeper history. So, if you have questions, give us a call here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time here next, a little over 2.5 hours left in the show to answer whatever question you have. I know some of you are waking up to snow on the ground and getting out there and cleaning. And maybe once you're done, you can get inside, enjoy the warmth of inside, and think about your plants inside and get going with that. So I know where I am last night, before I went to bed, most of the snow was already gone from the rain, and then right at the end of the snowstorm, or the storm this morning, it started snowing again and created that white cover. So I know my daughters are going to be excited about that. They love the snow, along with the new dog here. Our puppy loves the snow as well. So the three of them get to enjoy the outside and with some snow. Hopefully you get to enjoy this first snowfall or first major. I don't even want to call it a major because some of it was just 2 to 4 inches. But and the more north you went, they've already had snow. But enjoy the snow. You know, maybe it'll stick around so we can have that white Christmas. The temperatures look that way at least. That's going to stay cool. Cool, I mean cold, for the next at least couple weeks on the long-term forecast. We've been getting used to the fact that almost every Thursday or Friday for well over a month, we've had 55 to 60 degree weather. This long-term forecast is one of the first ones that I've seen in a while that doesn't have temperatures going above the 40s. So we're getting there. Winter is coming. We're 2 days away. So we'll think about it. Now, later on today, about 8:30, we're going to be joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. She's going to join us with some great information, what we can be doing in December. We'll touch on ice melt as well. So if you used a bunch this week, you already ran out, still time to get it to your house. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next today?
Gail is in Illinois.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling. In late October, we found that we had scale on a couple of our decorative pine around the house.
Okay.
So we went to the nursery, and they told us what to buy. It was an all-season spray.
Yep.
So we sprayed it really good, and we're just kind of wondering, because we had very warm temperatures last week. Was in the 60s. So we're wondering, when we had sprayed in the late October, does that spray kill the scale on contact? Or what, you know, we're just kind of wondering, since it's been warm, is it still alive and waiting for us to spray in spring?
So it will kill the scale that's there. It suffocates it, right? But the biggest thing for scale on some of your pine trees is to apply dormant oil in March to early April as well, right? What it does is that's the season where a lot of the eggs have hatched and the crawlers, the part of it, are active. And before they kind of get into that scale form. So you're killing the ones that were there, right? And you're helping prevent some for future outbreaks. But the best way to really get rid of them is before they get into that aspect. So that's why you use that all seasons oil. It's also considered a dormant oil. Mm-hmm. And you apply it, like I said, March to April, might be a little bit later depending upon, you know, temperatures, that type of thing. But the idea is when we're starting to go into, you know, fading into spring from winter, going into that next season. So
they're not, it's not totally killed at this point, you're saying.
So I would say you've killed the majority of them, right? But
okay.
It doesn't kill all of them all the time. It usually takes multiple applications when it comes to any spray, right? Because just like anything, one dose isn't always enough. You usually need to go to a second dose or a third dose sometimes. So the biggest thing is if they're on your pines, if you didn't get anything, it's to use it as more of a preventative in the spring. So even though you might have killed 99% of them, but that 1% could reproduce in the spring. So using it as a preventative is going to help with the pines throughout the year. The other thing that I would like to see you do this spring is make sure you feed those pine trees, right? So they've been affected by an insect. They've been feeding off of the plant, so it's weakened them. So the only way we can help them is to give them food back. So using a Hollytone from Espoma for your evergreens is going to help it. It's going to give back some of it so it's stronger. So if these scales do come back, they have the energy to fight it off again. Whereas if you kind of just let it go and fend for itself sometimes, if it keeps getting attacked by something, it gets weaker and weaker, eventually could, harm the tree. But by using a dormant oil spray in March to early April, even into May, will help get rid of the scale that could happen to it. So you're just looking to get it after the eggs are hatched, and the eggs are usually hatched in March and April. Go ahead.
Do I, like right now, it still has all of, you can see the scale, the white on there. So that's why I was wondering, will that fall off? Do we need to brush that off so that we know that, they are totally gone?
So a lot of them will fall off. You can brush them off. What I'd like you to do is hang tight with me during the break, because this is something that affects everyone everywhere. This isn't just a, Illinois thing or a New England thing or a Southern thing. Scale is everywhere, so I want to talk about this a little bit more. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Senator Ted Cruz decried hospitals firing doctors and nurses who refused to comply with vaccine mandates Wednesday on CNBC, saying in this time of crisis, we've seen that Democratic politicians are authoritarians. Cruz says he's not against vaccines.
But I also believe in individual liberty, individual responsibility. Joe, it's your business to make medical decisions in your life, and no government petty tyrant has the right to order you to undergo a medical procedure.
A SpaceX rocket carried 52 Starlink Internet satellites into orbit from California early Saturday. The two-stage Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from coastal Vandenberg Space Force Base at 4:41 a.m. and arced over the Pacific. This is USA Radio News.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yep.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
Harvard University announced it will require booster shots and will also mainly shift to remote learning for the first 3 weeks of January 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And now before the break, we were talking with Gail in regards to scale on pines that she has around the house. And she has already used the All Seasons oil in the fall, and it's, you know, it's still warm. So wondering, you know, what to do next. You know, are they still living? What's going on? So there's a couple things with this process. Like I had stated last segment, you know, the best time to spray for the plants for a scale infestation is going to be in the spring and in the midsummer, because there are two cycles for it. Now, your major question here is, do I remove the scale? Do I keep it? What do I do? Now, it's a great question, because you just don't know, or are they dead or alive when they sit there? Because when you spray them and you suffocate them and kill them, they just kind of get stuck, and that's where they sit. So you're not sure if they're active. So,
right.
So I completely get it. So what some people will do, some will actually take like a microfiber type cloth, and the microfiber type cloth, because it almost like things stick to it a little bit easier, and they wipe the plant down. Now, a lot of people will do that with like house plants because it's easier to get to. You know, I sometimes with some of the plants would take like a hose and spray the plants down. But with the temperatures fluctuating, you would want to make sure it's not going to freeze overnight, because sometimes like the high pressure of a hose will get them off of the plant as well.
Okay.
So other times what people actually think about is pruning. Getting rid of some of the areas that were just completely infested. Like, you know, just scale everywhere. Some will just cut the plants back a bit, get rid of them in the trash. Don't put them in the compost, the clippings, and just get rid of them. That's the easiest way to get rid of some of the scale that are on there. And then, now, the other thing is if you've done this cleaning, you've cleaned up the scale, you've cut it back, you've wiped them down, another application of a, oil will help get anything that is missing, right? They call it a dormant oil and an all seasons oil because it can be sprayed all seasons.
Okay.
Right. So that's, that's a good thing. So you could spray again, especially if it stays warm this next week, just as a precaution. Mm-hmm. But I would still spray again in the spring once the insect has kind of woken up again and is there. Now, one of the things that you might not know, because you're seeing the scale and it's white or like a cream colored at this point, when they are in their first stages, I mentioned them as crawlers, right? They're actually red. So if you look early enough, you might actually see little red insects crawling all over the plant. You might think it's, like a spider mite as well, but it's actually the scale going around. So in, end of March, beginning of May, take a look at those plants. When I said, I meant end of March, beginning of April, not mm-hmm. beginning of May. But those areas, that's when there'll be crawlers around there. That is when they don't have that. Some will have soft shell, some will have a heavy shell, like an armored shell on them that makes it harder for the spray to really get into them. So that's why it's the best time to do it. So spraying them during those time periods is the best time to really get a major, to cut it back, cut back what's actually there. You know what I mean? So that it's not just a one and done type thing. It's not, hopefully that it works out. I mean, I hope it works out, obviously, but it takes a little bit more because this is not the best time to be getting rid of all of them because they're not the most active. And that shell, that scale, that armor, if you will, is protecting them from the oil that you're spraying. So it's just something to think about. It's not just a one and done. Although it might look like the scale is dead, they might come back in the spring. There's also a second period of time where they're active, and that's in like July as well. So if it's a really bad infestation of scale, you might need to do it multiple times just to help it for generation, for the future generations of the plant. Because right. If you just did it once, it might not work. It's just like when we take medicine. We have a 10-day cycle, and we only take 3 days out of it. We're not getting rid of everything. You're supposed to take that 10-day cycle to really get rid of everything and to help the future of it. We're doing the same thing when it comes to the insects with the spray. So
I should, then in spring, I should spray the entire bush because now, like in October, I just focused on the branches that had the scale. So you're saying I should spray everything. I mean, they're smaller, I should spray the whole thing, correct?
Definitely. And, the one good thing about the All Seasons oil is you can actually buy it in a ready-to-use, ready-to-spray, excuse me. It's one that comes with a hose end attachment so that you can actually get a little bit further into the plant. So it's not just, that trigger spray where you're sitting there and you're, like, exhausted after the first 5 minutes.
Right.
They have one that attaches right to the hose, on the side of on the side of where it attaches to the hose. There's an on off, and you'll turn it on and you will soak everything. So it gets to the point where it's dripping a little bit, and you don't just want to get the tops of it. You want to get underneath. You want to get, the crevices, the crotches where the plant goes, the V's out or Y's out, whichever. because you're just trying to get everything.
Right.
It sounds like a lot of work, but I'll tell you, once you get the hose end version, it's a lot less work, I swear. Because it's just one of those things where you can do it in like a 10-minute period for all your plants versus that spray that could take you an hour.
Right. No, that's fine. Thank you. That helps a lot because we weren't sure what was really going on at this time of year. So this helped us a lot. Thank you.
Not a problem. And it is one of those things where you still see them there because they don't just fall off. Some of these you do have to kind of wipe off or cut off to really not be there. But do realize that this isn't a one and done. This is a multiple application to help prevent future outbreaks because that armored shell that they have can protect some of them. You know, so.
All right.
I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day and a great holiday.
You too. You have a good holiday. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie's in Dragon.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I received a gorgeous, gorgeous poinsettia. It's huge. And it came in a, beautiful outer pot, you know, that was clear. But solid plastic. So yesterday I said, you know, I had it since Thanksgiving. So yesterday I said, well, I'm going to take this. I know it's very pretty. And I just got a dinner.
Ooh. All right, Jackie, you're hitting a button on your phone there. I didn't get to hear everything.
Oh, okay. I didn't pay my bill. Just a joke. Anyways, I took the burnish thing off, and I said, I'm just going to sit it on a dinner plate. And that way, and then I have it in a southerly window that has a sheer curtain in the vertical. So needless to say, it's doing great. It was very wet, number one, so I wanted it to dry out a little bit. So it is doing very well, but I'd like to know what I should continue doing. Feed it or just let it go or whatever, but it is big. If I took a measure, it and my son brought it down, and it was in his car for about a good hour and 15 minutes drive, so I hope it didn't get a little frost on it, but it doesn't look like it's drooping anywhere. I am losing a few leaves underneath. But I'd like to know what I should do.
Perfect. Now, that is natural for a plant to go through a little bit of shock, right? It was in plastic, so that helps protect it.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the car for an hour and 15 minutes is still going to be warm, but it went from a greenhouse outside into a car, then it warmed up. Then it went back outside and then came back in. So you're going to have a little bit of shock, right? So that's why, you know, you're having some of that, the losing the leaves, right? So for now, since you have it, what you're going to want to do is you want it in part sun. You don't want it in full sun. You're looking for like 4 to 6 hours of sun.
Right.
So we kind of consider that partial sun.
Right.
The ideal temperatures for it are between 65 and 70, so kind of keep it away from a window that has a draft or a heating source where it's going to warm up, get real hot, and then get cool at night, those types of things. We don't want the temperatures to drop below, I'd say, 55. So
if my house goes below 55, I'm going to be a frozen popsicle.
Yeah, I get it. But, you get the idea. It just doesn't like the cold.
Right.
So that's one of the big things for it. Now, as far as watering, now you want to keep the soil moist. I'm not saying soaking wet where it's always wet, but you want to make sure that the surface, when it's time to water, is just lightly, you know, it feels dry, but it's not completely dried out where, you know, the soil almost turns a different color. You know, it gets that light brown color. You don't want that to happen. When they wilt, it pulls energy away from the plant and can actually hurt them. Now, I believe you said there was there decorative foil around it, and you took it off?
They had it sitting in a plastic, and it was like, a very pretty piece of plastic.
Gotcha.
It was painted like a silvery gold.
Gotcha.
So when you put it out, you didn't have to put it into a pretty pot. But I took that, I took it out of there, and of course it has its own plastic container. I don't know what's wrong with this phone.
That's okay. So here's what I want you to do, Jackie, because I have some more information for you, especially when it comes to watering, fertilizing. But you did the right thing by taking that plastic pot off, okay? So I want you to hang tight with me. And so after the break, because a lot of people are getting poinsettias right now, and the aftercare is what we want to talk about. So for everybody else, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be right back.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. On the phone with us is Jackie. She received a poinsettia, or poinsettia, depending upon how you want to call it, from her son recently, and wants to know what to do now. So, she received it in a plastic. It had plastic around the pot, like a decorative plastic. So, as awesome as the foil or something like this looks as a gift, it is highly recommended that you remove it, right? Because it actually doesn't do a lot for you. It can sometimes hold the moisture in the base, causing some of the roots in the lower areas to rot, right? So poinsettias don't like heavy water. So you remove it, allow water to drain thoroughly. You can put it back on once you've allowed the water to drain, but going back on and off every time you water it can actually affect it. So we don't want to have excess water on that, on the plant. And you continue watering as needed from January to March, right? Now for fertilizing. You don't actually need to fertilize during the holidays, right? Your plant, you only need to fertilize it when it starts having new growth. You'll start to see new green leaves, stems, and the bracts, right? Once that happens, then you would use like an all-purpose household fertilizer, usually every 3 to 4 weeks, just to give it something while it has the new growth. Transplanting, you can actually plant it in a larger container in the late spring, early summer. Some people even put it in the ground to keep it for next year. But there are ways to keep it so next year it reblooms. Now, I found this, I'd call it a chart, but it's like a calendar, a poinsettia care calendar from Dr. Leonard Perry out of the University of Vermont, and it actually makes it easy. It gives us holidays and what to do basically each month. New Year's Day, if you see new growth, that's when you fertilize. Valentine's Day, you check the plant for insects such as whitefly. If you see them, you manage them, take care of them. If your plant gets too long and leggy, you cut it back to about 5 inches tall to promote more compact growth. You said you have a really big one, so cutting back to 5 inches might be too much, but cutting it back. Now, St. Patrick's Day, you prune off the faded and dried parts of the plant, remove leaves from the soil surface, anything that's fallen off, and you keep it in a bright, sunny window. Memorial Day, trim off 2 to 3 inches of branches to promote side branching. Father's Day, move the plant outside for the summer and place an indirect light. So we want indirect light so it doesn't have tons of sun. 4th of July, trim the plant again. Move it to full sun at this point. Continue to water and fertilize, but this will increase the amount of accelerated growth. Labor Day, move indoors to a spot that gets 6 hours of direct sunlight daily, preferably more. And as new growth begins, reduce the fertilizer. Fall, equinox, so, you know, around September 21st, that's when we want to put the plant into darkness, into a closet, maintain the night temperatures, continue in watering, rotate the plant daily so all sides get even light. Thanksgiving, discontinue the short day, long night treatment. Put the plant in a sunny area that gets 6 hours of direct light, reduce water and fertilizer. And then at Christmas, you enjoy the color. So this is a really cool chart. I know a lot of people don't have Facebook, but I'm going to post this link on the Facebook page just because it has great information for the poinsettias, timely information. But this is a really cool article that it basically puts a calendar to what to do each month or so for the poinsettia to get it to rebloom the next year. And to continue. So you can keep it and keep it going for year after year. Just a little bit of work almost once a month. All right, Jackie?
That's great. I'll be looking forward to seeing that and copy it and keep it because my son also had bought himself a couple. But I do have a little spring that somebody gave me 3 years ago. Actually, it'll be 4 years, you know, this
yep.
week. And it was only like a $5 plant, and now it is like really nice, and I do
awesome.
Cover it with a bag at night.
Awesome.
So anyways, well, Merry Christmas, and thanks again.
You as well, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.